Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Calculator Construction Set by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, February 1982. Chris Espinoza was one of Apple's earliest and youngest employees who started work for the company at the ripe age of 14. He left Apple in 1978 to go to college at the University of California at Berkeley, but he continued to do freelance work during the school year. One of his first major projects was to write the Apple II reference manual, the replacement for the legendary Red Book. In the summer of 1981, Steve Jobs convinced Chris to drop out of school to come and work on the Macintosh team full-time, arguing that he could go back to school any time that he liked, but there'd only be one chance to help shape the Macintosh. Chris dropped out of school and became manager of documentation for the Macintosh project starting in August. "We needed technical documentation right away, since we planned to seed third-party developers in only a few months. Since the most important part of the software was the QuickDraw graphics package, Chris decided to write a demo program for QuickDraw in order to document and better understand it. He got excited about the idea of what we called desk ornaments. Chris decided to work on a desk ornament using QuickDraw to create a calculator. After playing around for a while, he had a calculator that he thought looked pretty good, but the acid test was showing it to Steve Jobs in his role as our aesthetic compass to see what he thought. We all gathered around as Chris showed the calculator to Steve and then held his breath waiting for Steve's reaction. "Well, it's a start," Steve said, "but basically it stinks. The background color is too dark, some lines are the wrong thickness, and the buttons are way too big." Chris told Steve that he would keep changing it until Steve thought that he had it right. So, for a couple of days, Chris would incorporate Steve's suggestions from the previous demo, but Steve would continue to find new faults each time he was shown the calculator. Finally, Chris had a flash of inspiration. The next afternoon, instead of a new iteration of the calculator, Chris unveiled his new approach, which he called the Steve Jobs Roll Your Own Calculator Construction Set. Every decision regarding graphical attributes of the calculator were parameterized by pull-down menus. You could select line thicknesses, button sizes, background patterns, and so on. Steve looked at the new program and immediately started fiddling with the parameters. After trying out alternatives for 10 minutes or so, he settled on something that he liked. A few months later, when I implemented the calculator user interface, along with Don Denman's math semantics, I used Steve's design, and it remained the standard calculator on the Macintosh for many years, all the way up through Mac OS 9.